The story of Sisyphus starts on a farm with a neighbor named Autolycus. Sisyphus realized that his cattle started being taken by someone or something, so he thought that maybe his neighbor was the one that would be doing that, because at the same time, his neighbor's cattle herd had been growing. Sisyphus wanted to prove this because he had no proof, so he decided to put a special mark on the feet of his cattle. After a couple of days, when Sisyphus started realizing that those cattle was gone, he went over to his neighbor, Autolycus, and he checked the feet of his cattle. When he checked the feet of his cattle, he ended up finding the marks that were on Sisyphus's cattle. After that, and he really realized that, Sisyphus went on a rampage, took a lot of Autolycus's stuff, and raped his daughter. After that, it really started the streak of him stealing, raping, and killing other people.
Okay, so Sisyphus cheated the gods multiple times. His crimes against the gods began with Zeus. Asopus was a river god that was looking for his daughter Aegina that had gone missing. Sisyphus told Asopus that he would tell him where his daughter was, but with one condition. He had to create an eternal spring, which means an endless source of fresh water, for his kingdom.
Before he went with Hades, he told his wife, Merope, to not bury him, give him a funeral feast, perform any sacrifices, or place a coin under his tongue. When Sisyphus arrived at the palace of Hades, Queen Persephone told Sisyphus that he had no right to be there. As one of the unburied who had no fear for Charon, Sisyphus should have been left abandoned on the far side of the river Styx. He asked for permission to return to the surface on Earth for 3 days, and in that time, he would be able to arrange his funeral and punish his wife, and then to teach her the respects for the lords of the underworld. Persephone let him go back home for 3 days, and when he went back, he didn't do what he was supposed to. He lived longer than he was supposed to, and for lying and offending Zeus and Hades, he was condemned to an eternal punishment in Tartarus, the lowest region of the underworld. He was instructed to roll a massive boulder to the top of a steep hill, and every time that he got to the top, it would roll right back down.
One value for Sisyphus is his creativity. This is shown throughout the story when Sisyphus put the mark under the foot of his cattle to prove Autolycus wrong, and when he trapped Hades. This has shown that the Greeks do value creativity when their army tactics end up winning them the Persian War. This is related to modern day when we have many different tactics in our militaries that help us win wars.
Another of the values is loyalty. In the story, Sisyphus cheated the gods, Zeus and Hades. This shows that the Greeks did value loyalty because Sisyphus got punished by cheating the gods. This connects to our society now because I guess like in North Korea, the leader of the country is like a dictator and doesn't really stay loyal to the country.
Another value stem is respect. Sisyphus, he raped and murdered a woman, and to be respectful is to respect others' personal space. And that relates to modern society because there are women and some men going out, like minding their business and getting raped. And some people just need to respect that. That's not what they want.